It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I remember you people.
I don't remember either of you.
Well, I remember you. I remember you. And you were there, and you were there. And Toto, too.
Who?
It's the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Oh, don't mind me. I'm just going to eat McDonald's.
Oh, you are eating McDonald's. Steven.
Yo.
And where's Kevin?
Who?
Where's Kevin?
We fired him.
Oh, he's still
on
the intro.
No, I meant from work.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
It has been over 2 months.
Wow. Long time.
What was it? What did I say it was? May 4th?
Something like that, yeah.
That was a long time ago. So this year is, sadly, we will not have a show at least once every month.
No, huh?
Last year we made it.
And we did it?
We did it. We had a show at least once every
month.
That's
a pretty big deal for a dumb podcast.
It is.
That nobody listens to.
I'd say we average damn near 3 a month.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're right around show number like 250, I think.
So what? I'm guessing it's my fault that we didn't do a show in 2 months?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, why don't you tell everybody why?
You know. Stuff.
He just said right before the show started, he's sensitive to it.
Oh.
I'm shy. I have a shy colon.
You don't have a colon.
I know, because when they took a picture of it, when they took it out of me, it was like, no.
I'm hideous.
And by the way, that was the one thing that Steve was like, you went too far.
Yeah, that was beyond far.
What?
I sent him a picture of my large intestine.
Oh, God, man, why?
And, oh, you didn't see it?
No.
Oh, all right. And he's just like,
much have been down today.
He's like, oh, that's too far.
This is
the guy who sent me video of him like poo coming out of his ass.
Hey, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Directly funneling.
But I'm not showing you what's producing that shit. It's not laying on the table next to my corpse.
How'd you know it just wasn't a big red turd?
No, it wasn't. It knew it was your colon.
It was, yeah. Yeah.
And it was infected.
It was pretty cool looking.
Colon bowel.
Colon bowel.
The doctor was a little like, really? When I asked him to take the picture. Because I was completely out. It's not like I was like, oh,
I need a picture of that.
I'm like, let me take a picture of this here. So I had to ask him if he would take a picture. He's like, yeah.
It's a lifetime opportunity.
And he had it on his phone. He had an iPhone. He was like, how do you want me to give this to you? I was like, well, you can just text it to me. So I'm not going to take your number and start calling you in the middle of the night and shit. Don't worry.
And he did it.
Yeah, he did. Mm-hmm. And then I started calling him in the middle of the night.
Gross.
Yeah.
Whoa. So yeah, I don't have a large intestine anymore. But it's okay. I don't need it.
Freak.
It was in the way, you know. It was taking up too much room. Taking up too much real estate. Just take that thing, fucking get it out of there. Right?
Just make room for more gut.
Exactly. Make room for more food. And I've been eating so much fucking food. I have to stop. I'm just like eating. And, like, I wake up and I'm like, breakfast. Fucking big bowl of Cheerios.
Aren't you supposed to take it easy for a while?
I did. It's been a month.
A while.
It's been a month.
Dude, you told me like 3 days after you got it that you were like eating Juniors.
I got sick off Juniors, uh-huh. Yeah. I got really sick. Uh-huh. That was the worst night of my life.
No, it wasn't.
Take it easy.
The worst night of your life is when you drank beer for the first time since you had your colon removed.
Oh.
That was the same night.
Oh. Yikes.
Yeah. It was a combo.
Double trouble.
Yep. So the Juniors got me sick. And
well, at least your dick's not in any.
That's, well.
Sometimes.
Tell you what, it was in the hospital.
Oh.
My God. I was so, what do you call it?
Cold?
No, like, not inflamed, but.
Not hearted? Sexually aroused?
That too. Swollen. Uh-huh. And my whole, like, from my chest down was just swollen. And, yeah, it was just like a little fucking nub. And, of course, like, every nurse comes in and they got to fucking look
ooh,
at
ooh, let's take
and,
a look at what we
yeah,
got down here.
Let's see what we got. I'm like, oh. Okay, there it is.
And all there it is. Better.
All of its stubby glory.
Welcome back.
Oh. He's trying to make me feel
rat
bad.
Sphinx.
That was nice.
That was nice. That was good.
The zing of the
day. Yeah, anyway. So, trying to think if there's any funny hospital stories aside from hot nurses and hot doctors coming in.
Hot nurses and hot doctors.
Yes. Like young, hot
yeah.
doctors and nurses.
They must do that on purpose.
They
like,
do,
wow,
yeah.
We know that it's going to be really small, so let's just
yep.
make them feel bad.
They're like, oh, you got nothing, huh? I'm like, no.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Poor guy. It's not normally like this. It's usually like. At least an inch longer.
At least.
I had the excellent experience of farting out of my dick hole.
Oh!
Yes.
I've done that.
It was a couple of...
What?
It was like a day or two after they removed my catheter, which was hell on earth.
Oh.
If anyone's ever had one. It was horrible, horrible. It was like a stick of fire
yeah,
coming
heard,
out of
I've
your...
Heard.
It was a... Oh! But apparently, sometimes there's a little bit of air left in there, and it was just kind of chilling out for like a day or two. So, you know, I waddled into the bathroom because I'm all still stitched up and feeling like shit. I'm trying to pee, squeeze real hard. All of a sudden, it just goes like... like, just like that.
No!
And I was like, what? What? What was
Did
that?
Did they warn you that this might happen?
No! I had no idea.
So, did you think, like, is this how things are going to be for
now? Is this how things are going to be
Is this my life?
Okay, every time you go to the bathroom, it's two for one.
And it was like
or
the middle.
Three for one.
Yeah, just I got stuff coming out of every
you
hole.
You start shitting on your dick.
Oh, shit, dick.
Oh, man.
It was the middle of the night, so... Instantly, I text my cousin, who's a nurse, and she's just like, no, I've never heard of that.
Ah!
I'm like, great. She's like, I could ask the doctor in the morning when I see him. I'm like, yeah, well, I could do that, too. I'm in a hospital.
Man, that conversation.
But I just didn't want to ask the night nurse because she was kind of a dope.
Uh-huh.
But finally, I just asked her, and she said, yeah, it's fine. I was like, okay. Because I looked it up. I Googled it. Yeah. I Googled it.
How do you Google that? What were your keywords?
Dick farting.
Yeah.
Dick farts. And all you got was matches for Angry Video Game.
Yep, that's it. Dick fart. There's some kind of condition that happens after surgery sometimes where, like, from your intestine to your bladder, there's, like, a sort of a connection made and, like, a hole produces. So air will actually go into your bladder and then you end up farting.
You know what this really actually was, Derek?
What?
You queefed.
I did.
You queefed.
I have a vagina.
You peefed.
Yeah, I peefed.
Peefed.
It was basically a queef.
Yeah, you queefed.
I just that's get some air up there and just... But it, you know what the weird part was? It felt really good.
I bet it did.
It was like very... It was actually like satisfying.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was just like... Pretty much. Definitely one of the weirdest things that's ever happened to me.
And gross.
Yep.
I don't even. Wow.
Yeah.
I want to feel bad for you, but
sorry.
I knew eventually somehow your life would lead to this day.
And then some form of this.
I want to feel bad for you, but I don't.
Yeah. One way or another, you were going to become one with shit.
Yeah.
And you have.
It's
a companion for you right now.
It is.
Like, if you were a Ninja Turtle figure, you would be Derek with, like, colostomy bag. But it would be, like, a name. It would be, like, Colostomy Eddie or something
it's
like that.
It's an ileostomy bag.
Ileostomy fucking Ileana or something like that.
And they give me all this information because, you know, I have the bag and stuff. The bag. And they said, you know, there's support groups and all this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be doing
that.
Yeah,
my friends are going to be good enough.
Yeah, yeah. No, I got enough people making fun of me. I don't need strangers laughing at me, too. So, you know, the root word obviously is ostomy. Mm-hmm. So there's colostomy and ileostomy and something else. I forgot. So the support groups, they call themselves. Are you ready?
No.
Ostomates.
What?
Ostomates.
Oh, come on.
Yes, they're the ostomates.
That's what I think.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, that's horrible.
Disgusting. Yeah, I don't want to sit around talking to a bunch of old women who had, like, colon cancer and have this fucking bag hanging off their hip.
I don't know, man. It might be a good way to get some action, right?
Apparently. There was that hot girl in England.
Yeah.
Showing off her poo bag. I would definitely bump poo bags with her. People still do that with Snapples? I don't know.
Why shouldn't you?
Why not? You get the sugar to the top and then it mixes up a little bit.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the only reason I do it.
Are you off soda now? Or
nah, I wanted to be.
Are you just supplementing your soda with Snapple?
No, he's got a gallon of soda right there.
I already had a soda.
That's what I'm saying. You're supplementing it.
Yeah. Chasing it.
Chasing it. Snapple chasing.
Half and half Snapple iced tea lemonade.
There you go.
Yeah.
Steve, you all right?
I'm good.
Quiet over there.
Yeah, not much to talk about.
Come on. There's plenty.
Oh, there's plenty to talk about.
It's been 2 months.
It has been.
You have nothing to talk about.
No, my life has been the same for the past 6.
That good, huh?
Yeah.
What's the Snapple fact?
It says, a duck has 3 eyelids.
What?
A duck has 3 eyelids. All
right.
So it's kind of like it's got the one eyelid when it goes underwater that closes. It's probably transparent so it can see right.
It also has a corkscrew penis.
Yeah, it does.
Which
it
is disgusting.
And there's some species of duck or something like that that has a penis like the length of its body.
Nice. Yeah. I think I'd like to see that.
But it's pretty gross.
Yeah.
What, the corkscrew penis?
Yes.
He's another one that pisses on the back of his belly.
Oh.
Nothing wrong with that.
Mm. Oh.
And I shit in the front of my belly.
You do.
I know. Oh my god. You're making like almost like a quesadilla going through there.
What? Know?
It's like a you just like flip it around. Yeah. You just fold it in half.
I was telling
Scoop
Steve.
The loop and fold the flop.
When it's really thick. Emptying it, it's like I feel like I have like a pastry bag.
And you're baking a cake.
Yeah. I want to get like one of like the star things for the tub.
You definitely like, try to spell stuff in the fucking toilet.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's gross.
Oh man, I do want to get those cake frosting tips so I can just.
You can piss your shit at the same time now.
Well, most people can.
Wait, what?
I can.
What?
Piss and shit at the same time,
like the same exact time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an explosive feeling.
I could never not do that.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Sometimes you trade. But there's
yeah, I trade.
Yeah, you go
I
back
can never
forth.
Do both at the same time.
It's like turn-based. Yeah.
No, not for
it
me.
Depends.
Like the muscle's going to concentrate on one or the other.
Yeah. Turn-based. Like it's Dungeons and Dragons.
Exactly. It's fucking bungholes and urethras. Yeah, no, like sometimes like when you just got to really power shit, like it all just comes out at once.
Dude, I've pissed, shit, and puked at the same time.
I know you have. I know.
Well, I've done that.
Yeah.
But I was really sick.
Yeah. I was too.
That was after, what, the 18 mozzarella sticks?
Captain
Ginger's?
Yeah. Were there mozzarella sticks involved in
there? There was one time I remember there being a lot of mozzarella sticks.
Probably.
Oh, that was
the Magners and Mutsies.
Yeah, that was like New Year's or something.
Yeah, Magners and Muncies.
Yeah, we got those Muncies from
Speaking Costco. Of Muncies, I got a little story.
Go for it.
Last night I was out. Actually, I was going to get into the story before the show, but I didn't get into it. I was out with a bunch of gentlemen.
Yeah.
And it was...
And scholars.
Yeah. The Evo Championships, which is a giant fighting game tournament that happens in Vegas every year. There's like almost $100,000 in prizes on the line. And so 10 of us are all at this one guy's house, and we're all watching it. Like a pay-per-view, basically, but it's, you know, you don't have to pay for it. And we decided after it was done, we're like, all right, so what are we going to do for dinner, right? So we're like, oh, I don't know. We can just, like, get something and bring it back here. And I was like, you know what I heard? Like, I heard Fridays has $10 all-you-can-eat appetizers.
What?
I don't know if you heard about this. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
What?
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
It is very dangerous.
For them.
They even, the advertisement even says that it's, they have, I think it says something like that. They have they are dangerously feeding America unlimited $10 appetizers.
They're dangerously feeding Matt.
Well,
Matt, you are dangerously eating appetizers.
But I tell you, I was not the winner last night. But anyway, so I was like, well, let's go check it out. I'm like, I know I saw the commercial. I talked to Steve number one about it. He's like, yeah, man, I'm going to go there and get some mozzarella sticks. And I'm going to eat six of them, and I'm not going to eat the rest. But
I'm going to make you pay for it.
So, you going to go into your bag?
Where are you going?
Give me a Yingling.
Getting a fucking Gatorade. So, yeah, so we go there, and we're, like, waiting, and we're all kind of, like, hesitant to ask the waitress. Like, there's a bunch of fat guys. And, like, a few skinny guys, but...
Ooh, nice.
And one, like, really jacked dude. He's, like, friggin' Batista Jr. So, anyway, finally we ask the waitress, and she looks at us kind of, like, coyishly, and she's like, yes. And we're like, well, what are the rules for this, you know? Because we know there's got to be... Oh, there are. So, apparently the rules are, it is one appetizer per person. You can't share. Hold on. And you can't take the rest home with you. Like, so whatever's there, that's ridiculous because they got to throw it away.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you can't take, like, whatever's home. Like, so if you order one more to go, like, and you don't eat any of it, you know, obviously it's a waste for them. But, so anyway, I figured, okay, if all 10 of us get unlimited appetizer, we all do the $10 unlimited appetizer, there's no reason you shouldn't be allowed to share. Every single person on it is getting unlimited, right? That's stupid. So anyway, of course we did, like, you know, sneak some, like, you know, behind them, you know, under the arm and in the napkin, you know, we're all seeing what we can get away with. And, so, like, one person ordered some mozzarella sticks.
And he got caught and kicked out and banned.
I wish. You know, one person ordered the buffalo wings, one person orders the spinach and artichoke dip. You know, we all were around the table. Most of us got it. Only a few of us didn't get it. Because when the no sharing thing came on, it kind of, like, became like a turnoff. So I got the mozzarella sticks, and the first batch was really good, and then they went Big Ed's on you. The second batch of mozzarella sticks tasted so pasty and gross.
That's what I was going to ask if they do a Big Ed.
I was disgusted. It was horrible. And guess what? I looked at the wings that the guys got, mm-hmm. barely had any sauce on them. They were dry. They were crusty. The one guy down in the end, he got the potato skins, again, dried, like, it looked like they were sitting out all day.
That's how,
like,
they
China
get
buffet.
You.
It looked like China buffet.
Yeah.
You know how it looks when it's just sitting out before they freshen up? And I'm like, if you're going to do this kind of program, and they just announced it like 5 days ago, and they're already slacking like that. They even came out at one point and told us, hey, we're really backed up, so it's gonna might be a little extra time on the refills. So, but like I said, like I ate like four of the first six because like I swapped like a wing here and a thing there and a ding there. And the second batch came out, and as soon as I bit into the first one, I'm just like, it almost was like eating not like a mozzarella stick, but almost like a cottage cheese stick.
Oh.
You know, like it was like just really bad. And the other guy who got mozzarella sticks on the other end said his like weren't even cooked.
Wow.
So he like opened it up, took like the cheese just slid like right out of the thing. So we're like, you got to replace at least these ones over here. Cause yeah. Mine were cooked, but his were just gross. So they got him another thing. So, but between the 10 of us.
Can you order more than one order? Like,
I think it's one appetizer, one unlimited app per person.
I mean, can you pay $20 and get two?
I don't think so.
How's that?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why bother?
So, like, if you and I went out, right, mm-hmm. and I got the sticks and you got the wings, then we could definitely share them both. There's no way they're going to say anything. But, like, we had a party at 10, and if, like, three people don't get it, and they're all picking, you know, three people are picking from one person's thing, then they're going to get the refills faster. So that's what they're trying to avoid. There's also those places that do, like, the buffet, like, unlimited buffet for the whole table, but you can only get it if the whole table agrees to it. Man. So, like, yeah, so, I don't know, what's, like, whatever. If you're going to give a shit second, you know, seconds, then, you know. So it's funny, though, like, hanging out with, like, a bunch of, you know, gamers. Like, our age range is massive.
Yeah.
Like, literally, like, sometimes we'll go out places, and there'll be, like, a 16-year-old kid with us. And it's, like, he's just a gamer.
And a 55-year-old guy.
And there could be, yeah, it could be, like, a 40-year-old dude and a 16-year-old kid. And we're all going out to, like, IHOP at night. Yeah. If they're, like, you know, we're out at the break. It's just that's what it is, you know. And he's out staying at, you know, his friend's house in the area or something like that, so... But, so, you know, we go out there and we have this 18-year-old kid. His name is, goes by the name Gurr.
Gurr?
He's
like a G-R-R?
G-R-R.
Is he a bear?
No.
Oh.
But, he's a big boy. And, he went through three plates of, three orders of, what's it called? Barbecue wings. And I asked him, because, like, I looked at the second order that came out and they look, you know, kind of cruddy. And he's just like, no, I'm having a good time. I was like, all right, keep eating up. And the one, like, Colossus dude had three orders of spinach and artichoke dip.
People Let's were putting see what, stuff There's away. A thing on NBC News. How many potato skins can you actually eat in one sitting?
Whoa.
At TGI Fridays, a new summer promotion was announced on Monday to counter aggressive pricing measures from competition. And this one will make sure you don't leave hungry. The new promotion, Endless Appetizers, will cost you just $10 and will let you eat as many potato skins, garlic and basil, bruschetta, mozzarella sticks, buffalo wings, Tuscan spinach dip, crispy green bean fries, and pan-seared pot stickers as your heart and stomach desires. But there is a twist. You can only order one of the appetizers. so once you pick potato skins, you're stuck with the potato skins. Mm-hmm. And sharing with your table mates is highly discouraged.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, our servers aren't policemen. Brian Giles, or Geis, rather, chief marketing officer, tells USA Today, we're not going to slap someone's hand if they reach over and share someone's mozzarella sticks.
Mm-hmm.
The move comes as Fridays is waged in the casual dining and pricing more with Chili's and Applebee's amid fears that customers may also migrate to fast casual chains without table service like Chipotle. Chili's and Applebee's both offer a $20 deal that has two entrees and an appetizer, and Chili's has a $6 lunch combo deal.
Yeah.
So, highly discouraged sharing, but...
Yeah, no, they were very extremely adamant about it to us. Yeah, they made it seem like there would be a punishment. Like, they would, like, take the plate away. I don't know. Like, they like they really did.
No more apps for you.
Yeah, exactly. You got caught. You got caught. You cheated.
That's it.
But, yeah, like I said, if we all ordered them, I'm sure there'd be no problem, because we all have an unlimited choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what's the big deal? We're all eating one piece of one thing, and it's going to go away at the same speed.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you can eat any faster. You still have stuff on your plate to eat. It's math.
Yeah. But, what do you think about this, Steve?
I think everyone should be able to eat what they want to eat.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's kind of like gay marriage to you, then.
Kind of.
Oh, that's a very slippery slope we're going down here.
I don't know. As long as they're getting their fucking food, their money, who cares who eats it?
Oh, so it's kind of like birth control.
Get out of here. You're
what?
Such a fucking lib.
What? It's kind of like birth control.
I told him I hate birth control. What the fuck's the deal with that?
When was this?
Just before
just
the show.
Before you came
of
here.
Of course you hate birth control. You have three kids.
No.
I like your kids, though.
No, No, I was telling Derek that I don't like the idea of like birth control methods except for condoms.
Except for condoms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also don't believe in abortion, but I told him it wasn't political or religious. It's just my personal
He told
opinion.
Me that it's not right that somebody would have chemicals in their body that
interrupts
the cycle and makes their body think that they're pregnant when they're not. Or
I mean, birth control's only been around for like 40, 50 years. It really has been around.
And I said, oh, you say this as you're drinking a beer. And
continue.
Which doesn't make sense.
No, it does. You're just putting chemicals in your butt.
This doesn't interrupt my
bottom line was, I said, it's really none of your business.
Yeah. That's what he said.
It is when you have to pay for it, though, for the people.
Which is my opinion, anyway. It doesn't even matter. My opinion means nothing. Obviously, exactly. No matter what I think, doesn't matter because nobody gives a fuck what I think.
That's right.
Damn.
Anyway. Yes. So, all you can eat appetizers.
Delicious.
Was it them that got rid of potato skins and brought them back, or was that Applebee's?
I don't remember anybody getting rid of potato skins.
One of them got rid of... Oh, Chili's.
Chili's got rid of mozzarella sticks.
They got rid of potato skins
and
as well.
Mozzarella sticks because they wanted people to try other appetizers, and there was like a major backlash about it. Because
I remember there was a commercial, and they're like, the old favorite's back. Mm.
The old favorite that never should have gone anywhere. If you could take it off the menu, you would still make it.
The thing that everyone orders and then tried to order when we got rid of it is back.
And Outback got rid of the Tassie's buffalo strips a couple years ago. And that was ridiculously stupid because it's the most popular appetizer they have. And they brought them back in various forms. They made it so that you can get them with like fries. You can like they have like the mini ones. And they have like I don't know. just for the record, the birth control pill did come out around 1960.
No one doubted you.
Yeah, no, I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah,
but yeah. I think what Steve is getting at is that it does something pretty significant.
Yeah,
like it actually like regulates your system the way you know it's programmed to. You know what? I guess it's like anything else. You know, if it has medical benefits, it's okay. But I don't think people should have to pay for people's birth control.
Well,
I've heard people say,
that's
well,
a different issue.
But Viagra is covered on health insurance plans. Like, well, Viagra is treating a medical condition. Pregnancy is not a medical condition, and not being pregnant
Viagra
is
wasn't
not a medical
initially
condition.
Made for. Boners. It wasn't originally a boner pill.
But my point is that it does treat specifically a medical condition. And on top of that, birth control on a plan is like between $10 and $15 a month. And it's, you know, a month supply.
Yeah.
Whereas with Viagra, it's like $15 a pill and you're only allowed 4 a month. So there's your difference.
So go down to Mexico and fill up on Mexican... boner pills.
Mexican jumping beans.
Yeah. Just shove them in your
Mexican pumping beans.
No. Mexican humping beans.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even more obvious.
Yes. Oh. Oh. See, senor.
But, yeah, that aside, that really doesn't have anything to do with whether birth control is right or wrong.
Yeah, I just don't think you should have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Pay for it.
But, I mean, I was on stuff that was probably...
You were on birth control?
No, I was on different stuff. That was probably way more dangerous than birth control ever will be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even prednisone, just steroids.
Yeah.
That takes over... what the hell is it called? I don't know. Some gland. Like your adrenaline glands. Mm-hmm. It, like, takes over the production of adrenaline. Which is why you can't stop taking it. Because if you're on a high dose for a long time and you stop taking it, you know, if somebody comes up to you and like scares you, you could just fucking die because your body's not making adrenaline and you just yeah. All right, Steve.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think you're just talking out your fucking colostomy bag.
Because he ain't talking out his ass, that's for sure. not anytime soon.
The hell was that? Oh, your computer thing.
Matthew.
Jesus, that thing's loud. Man.
Matt's got a giant fucking gallon of water, too.
I do.
How are you not pissing? Like, I gotta piss again. It's the third time since I've been here.
It's my bladder's not the size of a pea.
I guess.
This I will have to piss after, definitely.
Yeah.
I hope so.
No, I drink so much liquid during the day, I do piss like all night.
Good news for New Jerseyans. There is a warm weather critter that is expanding east. And this fast-breeding mammal may move into D.C. and New Jersey, experts predict.
Oh, boy. What is it?
I don't know. What do you think it is?
A critter?
Yeah.
Like a bug or an actual animal?
It's a mammal.
A mammal.
It's a mammal. It's a warm weather mammal.
So you're trying to guess what kind of mammal?
Yeah. What do you think it is? It's like a, you would associate with like a desert.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you coming up in the water though?
No, that's why I said desert.
Oh, okay, camel.
No, like think of like New Mexico.
Fucking
geckos,
armadillos. Got it.
Armadillos.
How are they going to be coming here?
An armored invasion is underway across the Midwestern and Eastern United States. Armadillos are moving into new territories once thought unsuitable for the warm weather creatures. There are 20 known species of armadillo, but only one, the nine-banded armadillo, has ventured out of Latin America. The species arrived in blah, blah, blah. Who cares?
Most commonly one.
Yeah.
So where the hell are they going to go?
Well, it's in South Carolina already, and as far out west as Illinois. Uh-huh. Apparently, they're like rabbits. They just fucking, they breed like crazy.
Really?
So I guess they're just like running out of
room. They actually look like armored rabbits, to be honest.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It's like a rabbit tank.
Yeah. Rabbit tank.
So apparently, they're adapting to colder weather in order to move out east and then eventually up north.
Or is it just getting warmer here?
No, it's not really getting warmer.
Well, Hurricane Sandy didn't think so.
Well, you know, global warming is a farce.
It is.
A farts?
It is, actually.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Well, libs don't think so.
No, we don't.
It does come. There is more evidence every day that it's just a money-making scam.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, Bill Nye, the science guy, tells me it's real, so.
Well, he's in on it.
What the fuck kind of money is he making from it?
Liberal money.
Plenty. Any scientist... Yeah, any scientist who agrees with global warming and is like, no, absolutely, this is ridiculous, and anybody who says anything like that is in the pocket of Al Gore.
Armadillos.
Al
Gore stands to make billions, if not trillions.
Was he re-releasing his movie?
No, I hope not. On green energy plans that won't work. So basically, it's just going to be like a recycled sort of concept. Like, we're going to try this, and then that's not going to work. And then we're going to try this, and that's not going to work. And then we're going to try this until it gets to a point where there's a crisis and Al Gore has all the money.
Oh, like a freshwater crisis?
Pretty much. That'll probably happen within the next 15 years.
That's supposed to happen 15 years from 15 years ago when I graduated.
What was that?
You got all that. Yeah. Just replay it. By the way, armadillos aren't mammals. They're reptiles, dude. They got scales.
Oh. Excuse me.
They're not mammals. No. They're reptiles.
They're just really fat snakes.
Yeah.
With feet.
They're just fucking
armored
snake
pig,
fucking.
Armored
pig they look cats. Like a horse and a snake fucked.
Yeah. What does National Geographic know?
Yeah, nothing. Except that global warming's fake.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be moving on to D.C. and New Jersey.
That's just really weird.
Armadillos? Yeah, can you imagine?
That seems to be like... They would have been talking about this for a long time, like state to state. How do you go from New Mexico to New Jersey?
I don't know. Well,
there's a whole lot of states in the middle there.
Well, they're saying that they're already in North Carolina.
This has been a process, huh?
Yeah, they're like slowly moving out. And they're adapting to cooler.
That's
going to
be weird, dude.
Imagine like going outside and seeing an armadillo.
What the fuck is that? Just an armadillo.
I wouldn't know what to do.
What are we going to treat them as? Think about it.
Like rabbits, I guess.
Yeah, but like, not like rats, you know. Like, what kind of diseases do they carry? Like,
I don't know.
And what are they going to do to the wildlife here? Are they carnivorous? I don't know anything about armadillos.
I don't know either.
Nothing. We don't know. They could be.
They're horses.
We never had a fucking reason to know.
They're horses.
I tell you
body
why.
Armor.
You know what it is? It's fucking. This is Obama again.
Oh.
And he's going to release the armadillos to kill all the fucking domesticated animals and make everybody upset.
They're mini horses with armor.
Mini horses.
Jesus Christ!
You know he's going to strap all the non-contiguous Central American country kids to the backs of armadillos and just like march them on in.
Oh boy.
I'm sitting here looking at pictures of armadillos.
What do we have any information on them?
Tell me they don't look like horses.
They look nothing like horses.
Look at his face.
They look like rabbits.
Are they related to anteaters?
Yes. And possums.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's just so weird.
The word armadillo means little armored one in Spanish.
Armadillo.
I have an armadillo.
Armadillo.
Check out my armored dildo.
Armored dildo.
That thing.
Paraguay. Doesn't say what the hell they eat.
Probably just grass and fucking bugs.
Yeah, I'm sure they don't eat like puppy dogs and stuff.
How fast are they?
I don't know.
You can see like little kids like running up catching armadillos all the time.
Well, yeah, they would just roll up in a ball. That's what they do, right? Yeah.
Turn Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah. And if you fucking kick it, a bunch of rings come out. Yeah.
Boom.
Andy the Armadillo.
Oh, man.
Anything else going on, Steve? You all right?
I got nothing to add.
You can sing a song for him?
Let's do some, yeah, let's do some
I'd rather you stand up and slap your fucking bag.
You play it like the bagpipes. Only a loss to me bagpipes.
My poo purse.
You gotta pee.
Oh, you're not gonna fucking hang yourself in the bathroom, are you?
Is there anything in there?
No.
Well, no.
Like Frank on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I don't get the reference.
Huh? You don't watch that?
No.
Really?
No.
Kind of surprised.
Why?
Because Philadelphia is in the title. I really love Philadelphia.
I saw the first two seasons.
Can it's
I
see possibly your, the can most see your hilarious TV show I've ever seen.
You really want to see it?
Yeah.
You can see the poo.
That's okay. I've seen shit in my life.
All right, I'll show it to you during the break.
No, on camera.
What, right? No, I'm not putting it on camera. I had some spinach and artichoke dip last night, so there's some spinach bits
there's in there. Some grass in there?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's some leaves.
Oh.
We need some videos of armadillo rolling around.
Yeah?
Rolling around?
Yeah.
I just want to see you walk up and kick one on the side of
They're
the
They're like little transformers.
Yeah. Oh, you do it. There you go.
Wow.
That wasn't even a good one.
It sounded more like a cheeseburger wrapper opening.
Here's something we can kill for 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll explain it, or you'll explain it.
Well, it is a... it's one of those banners on the airplane. It has a... what looks like a Star of David.
So definitely, it's definitely a Star of David.
With a swastika inside of it.
Cleverly inserted into the mix.
And
so
it
to
has
speak.
A swastika plus peace sign equals heart.
Was love.
And what equals love. Proswastika.org.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I guess they're really trying to bring it back. I'd like to know what the hell
we're
is going on.
We're taking swastika back.
Yeah.
See,
now I just...
Yeah.
That was from me dragging that window over. So something funky.
Yeah, it's definitely doing something strange there.
Okay, there it is there. Okay. Steve, did you see this?
I have seen that. Okay. I've actually seen that around here.
Oh, flying around?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to go with like the original intended meaning.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was used by, you know, other people.
American Indians.
Before the big H.
Represents.
The big H.
Represents the cycle of life.
Did you fart?
No.
Somebody farted.
That was
a
big
fart.
Rumble.
Yeah.
I think your son fell down upstairs.
Maybe it was me.
your son fell down upstairs.
That's all right. The banner is part of what the Raelians call International Swastika Rehabilitation Week.
Oh.
Which ended Saturday, sadly.
Rehabilitation
yeah.
week.
By keeping the negative connotation of the swastika and linking it to Hitler, you only give credit to this guy's monstrosity.
Okay.
Said Thomas Kazing. Uh-huh. Who believe that the symbol arrived on Earth millions of years ago. Okay, so these people are nuts. On the same spacecraft, yes, that brought our ancestors.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, I like these people already. It's very important to reclaim it. And explain to the public that the symbol has a beautiful origin. But the locals disagreed, as they often do.
Uh-huh.
Whenever I see a swastika, think about white supremacy, said resident Kwani Lee, 46, who saw the banner in Rockaway.
Okay.
It was horrific, said Ariel Kramer, 14, who saw the banner near her home in Bell Harbor. Several of her relatives were killed in the Holocaust, she said.
Oh, really?
Several.
So all of them.
Yeah. Yeah, she doesn't even exist. So yeah, they're trying to bring it back. I don't really want this in my history, but pro swastika.
It's protected by the First Amendment.
That work.
What First Amendment?
Oh, that's right.
Dun, dun, dun.
41 Democratic senators are sponsoring a bill to repeal the First Amendment. Thanks, lefties.
The word swastika comes from the Sanskrit svastika, su meaning well, asti meaning to be, and ka as a suffix. Swastika literally means to be well. Oh, that's nice.
That sounds pleasant.
It says, click to find a swastika near you. And you can find all of these different, you know, structures and stuff like that that have swastikas on them. You know, obviously meaning something different than what Adolf Hitler did. You right there, Steve?
It means Kenmore.
Can you imagine that? Like Kenmore, like G, they change your logo to swastika.
They're just like, fuck it. Look at these people.
Wow, they're like...
Yeah.
Surprisingly not white.
They're very not white.
Are they Indians?
I don't know.
Oh, that is the Indian version up there, isn't it?
I can't deal with this. I can't even get it. Give it to me. Gimme it. So, yeah, we're doing this now.
Yeah, that is I believe that was the Indian version of the swastika.
Yeah, they have all the different, the origins and all the different kinds of swastikas. Mm-hmm. They have the whole thing here.
Yeah, well,
you know what? If they believe that it was brought here by aliens, then I'm all for this. Because I love me a nut job.
Sure. I mean, there's also just people who just believe in that symbol as it was, created by whoever created it here and still believe in it.
Or aliens.
I guess aliens, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's Michael Bay is writing the story on this, we'll go with that.
Yeah, yeah. Which, by the way, I keep seeing... I saw the toys today for the new Ninja Turtles. And they just look ridiculous. The toys look like the movie versions. Very disheartening.
Mm-hmm.
Sad to see all these things sitting on a toy shelf. Steve, you agree?
I don't like them.
I don't think anybody does. I haven't come across one person that's been like, oh, it looks pretty cool. Like nobody.
No.
No one.
Now, Web Monster Mike said originally he wasn't too thrilled with it, but he says after seeing the trailer he gets the feeling that it's more like cartoonish, as in like the cartoon that we saw as kids.
Yeah.
And it gives him that kind of feeling to it. I told him I disagree. It's so over the top.
Does he mean the actual, like, the performance or
like
the look?
The craziness of it.
Yeah.
He thinks it's going to be, like, crazy and zany, like the cartoon. Yeah.
So it has, like, an air of the cartoon.
But, I mean, Michael Bay said on stage that when you watch this movie, you're going to be convinced that these turtles could be real. So that that kind of goes against everything that, you know... That we get from this trailer. I personally just think it looks horrible. It just looks horrendous.
They should have just made them look like they should look.
Yeah. They should all basically look alike with very vague like differences.
Yeah.
And different colored bandanas, different colored skin.
And they shouldn't have like human features on their face.
I can't stand that.
Yeah.
I hate it.
The weird nose and the weird lips.
Yes, we do understand like the turtles have nostrils and everything.
Yeah.
But like... No, it just looks bad.
Like somebody took, really I think bad. We did this on the show, where somebody actually took screenshots from the trailer and made them look like the normal turtles.
Mm-hmm. With the beaks.
Yeah.
Folded over beaks.
And it looks a million times
did.
Better.
It really did. It really did.
Like it went from like creepy to like completely watchable.
Yeah. All in the beak.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think the shredder with the big robot shredder, like, this is supposed to be a reboot? Why are they, I mean, maybe they do fight regular Shredder at some point and they beat him. I don't know. Like, I see, it's just so weird. Like, how could the first Turtles movie, it's 25 years now. 25 years. That's a long time. How can that movie have been so good 25 years ago?
Yeah.
And they can't get it right now.
And it's not like that movie has, like,
I think it's more like they shouldn't fucking try.
Yeah. What were you going
to say? You know, when that movie came out, it's not like it was a huge budget or anything. Like, it's
no.
Yeah, it was like a like an under the radar thing. It wasn't like huge, like.
Oh no!
It wasn't all over TV and shit.
Oh yes, it was.
Oh really?
It was.
I don't remember it.
Fucking ridiculous! The promotion for that movie
for the old one, the original.
Oh my god! Holy shit! Far beyond what we're getting for this movie, but the actual budget for the movie itself was like nothing.
Yeah,
it was fine. Yeah, there were like mistakes and shit like that, but that's the 80s and 90s. That's like what happened. Yeah. That was that.
Was that you? No.
Anyway. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, my God, it was absolutely ridiculous. Like, every kid on the planet wanted to see that movie.
Oh, I know I did.
And, I mean, it just worked.
Yeah.
It just worked.
I remember seeing the teaser poster, which was them peeking out of the...
I had that poster.
Yeah, yeah. And I saw that like a year before the movie came out.
In the theater, like on the wall. Yeah, yeah. It was like...
in the Middletown Theater.
What?
And I'm just like, Ninja. And that was the first I heard about it. And I didn't hear anything until it came out.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. I don't know. Maybe I was living in a fucking hole or something. I don't know.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Well, you two have the whole fucking movie memorized. Including... The Pizza Hut commercial in the beginning.
Lightfield, right? I play right field.
Gotta learn how to catch. You gotta learn how to throw. Yeah, I just... And the Shredder was cool in that movie, and they, you know, they couldn't beat him. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like,
no, they just did it. They did it right.
And now they fight fucking Chrome Dome, basically. With boomerang knives. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
It's so just... It is an insult to the fucking... The fans who made sure that whole series carried on to, like, another generation of fans and then another generation of fans. And I understand that there's a whole bunch of different series and comics and all kinds of other stuff that were totally different than what I was familiar with from the original comics. Mm. The original comics to the cartoon is a huge difference.
Yeah.
But you can accept each thing as its own... part of Turtles, but not like this guy Michael Bay wants to come and take over something that's not his.
He's just because they all follow like the same basic story. They change
not exactly, not exactly. There's some big differences between the comic books and the cartoon,
but not like Michael Bay had.
Michael Bay.
Like, he, by saying they're aliens...
Yes.
Like, that's...
Horrendous.
Yeah.
And now, even in this new trailer that they have for it, there's a direct... What I consider to be a direct insult towards the people who fought and spoke up against this plot line where they were going to be aliens. Have you seen it?
No.
You know the part where the guy's like, so they're aliens? And then fucking that slut fucking... What's her name?
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox... is like, no, that would be stupid. They're mutants or something like that. You know, is there anything else we need to know about them? It's like, yeah, they're ninjas. So basically what she's doing there is making the movie self-aware and making fun of the fact that they're ninja and that they're ninjas and mutants, basically saying that that's no better than them being aliens. So like, he had to get that little jab in there against him. Yeah. Fuck you, Michael Bay. Piece of shit. I hope he dies. I hope he dies in an explosion in one of his movies. One of his fake fucking explosions, piece of shit. Hate you.
No. I'm still excited that J.J. Abrams is doing Star Wars.
You know what? People either love him or hate him. I don't really have any opinion on him.
I saw the Star Trek movies, and well, the first one. And it was really good. I don't know that I've seen much else of his stuff. But from what I understand, Kevin Smith went on set for what they're filming, the Star Wars. And he posted a picture of him with tears in his eyes because he couldn't say anything because they made him sign a whole bunch of shit. But then later on, he came out and spoke about what he saw.
Okay.
Without giving details, he basically said, yeah, I mean, they built everything from the ground up. It's not like you went in there and it's all green screens and blue screens and all that.
They actually had stuff.
They actually had, like, you walk onto the set and you are in the Star Wars movie. Like, they built the Millennium Falcon from the ground up. And the whatever bay door comes down and you can walk up into it and you're inside the Millennium Falcon. Like, they built the whole fucking thing from the ground up. And he said he watched a scene being filmed. And he said it was just like watching a movie. Like, you know, the explosions and everything were there. It was all practical effects. It wasn't like all digital shit. I'm sure they'll add a lot of digital stuff. But, you know, even all the monsters and creatures and stuff, they're trying to do as much practical effect as they can. Live action,
you're saying?
Yeah. So, like, the old school Star Wars stuff, like puppeteering and animatronics and stuff like that. So that's very exciting. Because those the prequels were just garbage.
I like them.
No, they're garbage.
Okay. No, you didn't like them.
No, you didn't like them.
I'm all right.
If you liked them, then you didn't actually see them. It was too much. Like, the first one was just stupid. Second one looked like a goddamn cartoon, because all it was just a sea of robots.
Yeah.
And the CGI wasn't that terrific at that time. It was like 2000.
It looked so uniform. Everything looked like it was doing the same exact thing.
The shading wasn't there. It was all, like, very light, you know, brightly lit scenes and stuff. The third one was the only one worth watching, which was the last prequel, because you get to see Anakin Skywalker turn into Darth Vader at the end.
Okay. Spoiler.
Yeah, and get his leg and arms cut off.
No. I can't argue with you.
No, you can't.
Being a Jedi priest or whatever.
I am.
Jedi priest.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You gonna fart?
Oh. Nope.
Okay.
No wonder why, like, my wife thinks I'm a fucking dork. Nerd friends and shit.
Yeah, you hang out with us. Maybe if you had some cool friends.
Yeah, they weren't Jedi puppets.
Jedi puppets.
Yeah, well, at least you have some friends that are worth a damn.
Mm-hmm. Jedi.
Yes, you're right. See, I wish, like, what you did, becoming a Jedi priest, gave you Jedi powers. That'd be pretty cool.
You and me both, brother.
Like, once you sign up, then you can just crush a can of soda.
Wish it was real, man.
Yeah. It's the first thing I would do, crush a can of soda.
You would, actually.
Yeah, then throw it. I would just use it to, like, feed myself. picking up snacks and just sort of putting them in my mouth without, like, much
actually
effort.
Touching them. Yeah. Without putting the remote down.
Exactly. I wouldn't have to sit there and lick my fingers when I'm done with a bag of Cheetos. I could just fucking throw the bag in the air and they'll all just float and then make their way into my mouth.
Knock them.
Knock them, knock them, knock them. Right, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I'm in. I'm totally in.
I believe you. We should probably just scrap this show.
This one, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the cigarette really helped you.
Yeah, I know. Dude, you give me a cigarette. I swear to God, I'm going to be so funny. I'm gonna be so funny.
You guys are boring the shit out of me.
You guys are going to be like pissing yourself.
Girls, this is what Derek
sitting
and
on the phone.
This is what Derek and I would talk about if you weren't here.
Star Wars and Ninja Turtles?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I want to talk about shit.
Then let's talk about it. That'll save the show.
Puke.
Another like 20 minutes.
Do it.
Diarrhea.
Hit it up.
And fat-titted drug addicts.
What do you got?
Right. What do you got? All right, let's start with the fat-titted drug addicts.
Yeah, let's start there. Where them titties, where they at?
Where titties, where they at?
Massive two tits.
Massive two shits. Hey, it's double.
All right, what do you got, Steve?
Nothing. I can't poo no more. I can't poo no more.
Yeah. You sure can fart, though.
I can't.
Wait, why?
My farts are not in existent now. They just
What? From a half hour ago?
That was the best one in years.
Years!
In years!
Dude, the last time we did a show, you stunk this place out like two times.
Oh, no. They still smell, but most of them were just like... Pff.
No.
Yep.
You did used to have some pretty fucking vile sounding.
Yeah, and I can't get... I don't know why. I cannot reproduce that. I have no idea why.
I don't know. You gotta start doing Kegels.
Matt can ask Eric when he's at work with him. He doesn't even hear me fart no more.
Really?
It's done. Because it's to the point where it's not even, it's pointless.
Why bother?
It's pointless.
Yeah, because it's just like.
Well, we know Derek will never fart again.
Nah, probably not.
I wanted to make like a highlight clip thing.
Set all to Derek's farts?
Set to like Nobody Does It Better. Just like fade the music out and just like put farts in and stuff.
My farts.
But I just, yeah, I just, I don't have the time.
I don't know.
So if you like make pancakes and you run out of, you like only have a little itty bitty little syrup left to where it's still kind of dry.
I know we were getting it.
Would you pour your bag on it?
Nobody does it better.
Can we smell it?
If you want to.
Matt, would you take a whiff?
No.
I touched it.
You're gross.
Would you touch his bag?
Nope. No, I would not.
I touched his bag. It just felt like a plastic bag full of like just
Derek's goop.
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 Maybe that'll be the storyline for the Turtles. Derek Derek trips and his bag falls down the sewer.
The secret of the goop.
The secret of the goop.
The goop.
I do want you to smell it before you leave.
Oh, man.
I did see the new Planet of the Apes.
What? When was that?
Friday?
It just came out?
Yeah, it just came out Friday.
Wow. I didn't even hear about it.
Yeah, it was pretty good, too. I didn't see the first of the newest remakes. Like, I was talking to Steve about it. He's like, yeah, I saw it. It was a Mark and Mark, right? It's like, no. So this is the sequel to the remake of the reboot of Planet of the Apes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but it was pretty good. And I was discussing this with some people. How, remember when Jurassic Park came out?
Absolutely.
Like, I saw it in theaters, and I just remember saying to myself, or possibly out loud,
it's never going to get any better than this.
It is never. Like, that is real. Like, you can't get any better than that.
Dude, have you seen the picture going around with Spielberg and the Triceratops?
That is insane. People think it's real.
Dude.
There's this one girl, she was like, no wonder dinosaurs are extinct because of people like him.
Somebody posted something like, if these animals really are this rare, that they should be hoarded up and put in preserve somewhere so they can't be hunted down.
Oh my God.
What?
Animals haven't existed in a very long time.
65 million years.
But Jurassic Park, when that came out, that was...
It was a big deal.
Yeah, it was huge. And now you watch it, you're like, it still looks good.
It's not bad.
But the first scene where you see all the... You're looking and you're seeing like the... We call them brontosauruses, but that's not correct. Whatever it is.
Brachiosauruses?
Yeah. You're just like, you can see how it's...
Yeah, a little shaded.
You can see how it's CG.
Fuzzy, yeah.
But I will say, so far, that Planet of the Apes movie...
It's good.
That's some of the... That is the best CGI,
I've ever seen.
You can see every fucking hair. Mm-hmm. And there's hundreds of these apes on screen at one time. And every one of them
sounds like that. That's like the best
I got. That's better than I can do.
I still, nothing, I mean, going back to Jurassic Park real quick. The scene at the end with the T-Rex.
Yeah.
And he's just finished whooping the fucking Velociraptors.
Yeah.
And he growls and the sign falls down when dinosaurs rule the earth. That scene is so fucking iconic.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yep.
I'll never forget that scene. Yeah. As a kid, seeing that was just like, that is so cool.
Yeah.
And it was so simple.
Yep. It was a great way to wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got semi-closure. You got to see the T-Rex again.
Mm-hmm.
He took over the Velociraptors. You know, so here's this T-Rex that was pissing everyone off. And then he ends up saving him. Yeah. Just by his own hunger.
Yeah. You know what we found out since then? That the T-Rex is a fucking pussy.
Oh, really?
It has stripes and fucking feathers and fucking scavenge things. It didn't hunt anything.
Really?
He's a pathetic, useless fucking oaf.
Oaf!
I only want to remember it being what we saw in that movie. That's being fine. A vicious fucking killing machine.
So why did it have those massive jaws and teeth?
I don't know.
If it was just like...
I don't know. I guess it was just a lot of fucking...
It was just like a big dodo bird?
Big, yeah. Just wow. A lot of big dead dinosaurs, and you have to have big jaws to eat them, I guess. I don't know.
So it was a carnivore, but it didn't hunt.
It was a scavenger, supposedly. They found more research, yada, yada. And the stripes and the feathers really pissed me off. I just want a big, like, greenish, grayish, brownish fucking beast.
Monster beast.
Sleek-looking fucking chicken nugget skin, you know?
Chicken nugget skin! Oh. Wow, yes.
The fucking feathers.
I want a fucking...
zebra stripes.
It's like a... yeah, if you put a turtle head on a bird body, take all the feathers off and deep fry it.
Yep.
That's what a dinosaur looks like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I really just, it's so disappointing.
Yeah.
It's like along the lines of like how, like, it's, but this, you know what? No, this, it's like something you can't get over. But like when Pluto was declassified as a planet, like that was hard to take for like the first like year or so.
Yeah.
And after that, you're like, you know what? They're right.
Yeah, it's just a little fucking rock.
It's a lot smaller than we thought, and there was actually two objects and not one. But for the T-Rex, I don't know. It seems like somebody's trying to fucking cut the balls off that thing.
Yeah, I think so.
There's some, and they say that they're supposedly they were not cold-blooded either.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't looked into that too much, but...
You guys talk about that Spielberg thing at all?
What? What's that?
We talked about it.
No, I missed it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Steve's not on the show anymore.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm getting fucking messages.
I'll get you.
Dude, why don't you just turn the phone
week.
Off, dude?
It's
unplug.
Hard. It's hard. Hard to.
No, it's not. You turn it off.
Johnny Five Alive.
You turn it
alive.
Off.
Yeah, that was ridiculous that people did that shit.
What was that, Steve?
The Spielberg shit.
What? What happened?
I can't believe they killed the last existing dinosaur. I can't believe they did that.
Do they not teach kids about dinosaurs anymore?
Actually, I think there was a thing there. They stopped.
Really?
They said it's not true now.
I will admit something, that my ex-girlfriend does not believe that dinosaurs were real.
Okay.
Like, at all. She does not believe that they existed.
So all the bones are just
I asked her.
But to what end?
She,
like, why?
She thinks that it's an entirely, like... Like
what, to sell backpacks to third
much.
Graders?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I couldn't believe it, because like one day we saw something, I don't know, something was on TV, and she's just like, "That's not real, you know." And I'm like, "What do you mean it's not real?" And she's like, "Dinosaurs, it's fake." I'm like, "Wait, what?" I'm like, "Have you ever been to
bones.
Like museums and like seen it?" But she's like, "No," she's like, "No, it's real. It's all man made." I'm like, "Wow, like this is like a part of her psyche I never experienced before."
Wow.
And I was like, "Holy shit! This is not good.
That's just a
something. This is not good.
No,
it's pretty.
This is not going to end.
Like
well.
I can understand there being some kind of doubt, you know, for anything, but like it's. I mean, like there's just been.
We have
people digging in the desert, and
we
like,
have their remains all from all over the world. It's not like. You know, there's like,
yeah, it's all over the place. It's
they
not,
all came
like
from just, some dude in Colorado.
The only thing is, like, I don't. Exactly. The only thing that's weird is 66 million years ago is a long time.
It is a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But when things are preserved.
I mean, we haven't even been around for like a couple thousand years.
It depends. It depends on how you look at it. But humans, as like we know it today, maybe around a million. And then, I don't know. I got to look that up. When the first when the first Homo sapiens came around, because that's what we are. We're homos.
Homos,
sapiens.
No homo.
Wow, I typed in homo in Google and it doesn't even come up in the first like homo. There we go.
Let me guess. Homosexual is the first one.
Yeah.
Yay.
But anyway, continue.
So that's it. Jurassic Park. Pretty cool. And they're making another Jurassic Park.
Yeah, about time.
Yeah, it is about time. The time of the dinosaurs.
Okay, so Homo sapiens...
66 million years ago, a long time.
Homo sapiens sapiens, subspecies that precisely represents modern humans, the earliest of whom emerged about 200,000 years ago. The only human subspecies still alive today.
How long?
We won.
200,000 years.
That's it.
We won.
That's it.
But
yeah.
All right, but 66 million... That's almost impossible to find a bone. So I could almost see that...
Oh, no, it's not impossible to find a bone. You have to think about, like, the Earth... Physically is bigger now than it was 66 million years ago because of the amount of rock and like soil, like volcanic activity that has sort of like covered the planet. So there's like entire layers of Earth that are completely covered that were just there.
And here's
it
the thing:
like, it was just open land.
We don't have all the bones of all the dinosaurs that
no,
existed.
We don't.
We have the bones of dinosaurs that died in a way that their bodies were preserved.
Yeah, exactly.
And their bones were preserved. Mm-hmm. They were covered by magma.
Yeah.
Or, you know,
yeah.
some kind of weird sap or mm-hmm. something, or something crystallized over them
yeah.
and preserved their bones.
Preserved them. And a lot of times we don't have the bones per se, but we do have the fossils of the bones, which allows us to recreate the bones.
Yeah. So in that sense, your ex-girlfriend was right.
In a sense. In a sense.
I'm a dinosaur. I obviously believe in dinosaurs. Yeah. What I'm saying is, I can understand you make the argument that they didn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely. But when,
I mean,
the
it's
way,
hard
the way
to
she
fathom
came about,
the idea of 66 million years ago. You're digging down deep enough to find that shit.
Mm-hmm. There's just a couple hundred.
You can't even
feet.
Find Jimmy Hoff.
It's true. It's just a couple hundred feet of sediment, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, what's that? And that's a very large skeleton. Yep, that femur's
and
the size
like,
of a person.
And the amount of different kinds of dinosaurs we found. Uh-huh. It's like kind of like hard to
we're,
fathom
we're finding
that
out. I mean, we only discovered the first dinosaur like 100 years ago. But we also have found... Okay, put it this way. There are much fewer species of dinosaur than we originally thought. Because a lot of dinosaurs that we have found skeletons of are smaller... Or similar to other ones, and we just assume they were different kinds, but they're actually just adolescent versions. Like, you'll find, like, a dinosaur that looks like a T-Rex, and it's classified as something completely different, and it was just a baby T-Rex. That happens all over the place, because we have incomplete skeletons, so we can't tell. And it took generations to figure out that they were wrong about stuff. So it sucks. So the paleontology is interesting, but it's, like, something that's rediscovered all the time, because...
The most complete T-Rex ever found.
Is there, like, an Aryan race of dinosaurs?
I hope so.
The most complete T-Rex ever found was only 80% complete.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the 98% of this one skeleton was found. I don't know. It looks like a Velociraptor or something.
Velociraptor.
Yeah. Dinosaurs are awesome.
Yeah.
I like dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm. We went there.
Yeah. We should have been playing this. No, that's the fucking theme music that's still going. I was hoping for that, but it's not. Nah, it's going to take forever. Fuck it.
Human. So, yeah. Oh, by the way, the conservation status for humans is LC also is at least concern.
What's that?
The conservation status. You know, on like Wikipedia, they have the conservation status of like any animals.
Yeah,
and it has like extinct or like, you know, endangered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're at least concern.
Well, yeah, because we're not going extinct anytime soon.
Well, it depends.
Well, if Obama stays in.
But yeah.
Obama.
But yeah, we do have remnants of humanoid species. I believe that go back as far as like 7 million years or something like that.
Yeah, maybe not with the dinosaurs.
No.
Crazy. It's a crazy world we're living in, Steve.
It is.
That's why you're getting on that plane.
That's right.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow.
But someday, for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, we'll see you again on Monday.
Oh.
Show picked up a little bit in the middle.
Yeah, a little bit. What?
I think I just need the full reboot of the Aristocrats to get into it.
What do you mean a reboot?
Like, I need K fucking Mart here.
Yeah, we do. He says he's game for next week.
Dawson said he would come on next week, too.
But... Well, fuck Dawson. Oh. Where is he today?
Long Island.
I don't even care. Long Island. Mm. All right, we will see you next week. Be sure to go to aristocratsradio.com for all your Aristocrats needs and cweradio.com. Our good friend Clutch of the Clutch and Wiggle Experience is nice enough to let us spew our verbal diarrhea on his airwaves.
Wow.
And we'll see you next week. Peace.